Anton, how's it, brother? Sorry, man. It's just the last thing that I wanted to maybe let you please let Sherry listen to. You don't necessarily forward to, you can if you want, but I think just when you're there, let her listen to this. And it's quite important because I want her also to know, you know, at anything that I promised her and you guys have been promised, the love unconditional, the respect, the kindness, the care, that's unconditional every day, 2,000,000%, 100%. But then there's also the financial, she wants her own independence and security, which I totally agree with. And that's why this is so important. And this is not please, Anton, I think you understand, and I think Sherry knows me that I'm not a person to buy somebody or that. I'm a giver, but and I will marry Sherry when she sees what everything I've got to offer and give to her. But these deals that have just been done and we're busy with, and the things that I've promised her, like when Mitch said he'll give her 20 and I said I'll give another 20, she doesn't have to even go to Mitch. I'll give her 50, Anton, but then she must use some of that for the house, you know. And I don't know which woman, it's not about that, because I love her. This is how much I love her. That this is how much I miss her. This is how much I want to be with her. And when you connect to somebody, and it's not about only emotional and physical, it's also financial. And that's why she's right. And I'll put a car in her name, okay? And it'll be paid for. I'm not going to do a payment plan unless she wants something that's over the top. But I'll get her a proper decent car that she wants, a decent car, and it'll be in her name. So, you know, but I also just want that same Sherry to be committed to me the way she was, and you know, the way she took care of me and the way I'm going to take care of her. There's no looking back for either of us. It's not for me to say what I'm saying about the 50k, because then she doesn't have to worry. And if I talking about marriage, because then it's a commitment from me and it's a commitment from her. And I know she spoke about it, that's why I'm bringing it. She first mentioned it in my house there, and I want you to hear this, is that, and I'm not competing with Kevin. You know, for me, he's a youngster, he's a light. He's not in her league. That's why he's trying to hold on to her. Firstly, Sherry's kids come first. Secondly, and her dad, that's her family. Then me, I'm third. But when I prove to her the partner and the husband, I'll be to her, then obviously we're all on the same playing field, because she'll get everything ever she wants. Love, kindness, respect, everything, and lots of financial security. And I don't know how many people, you know, can get that these days. And Anton, I'm not desperate, but I can go get chicks any time that I want. I'm not interested. I haven't been. I don't look around. I don't mess around. I've never fucked around. I don't cheat. I'm loyal. I'm honest. And I don't cheat. I don't steal. So, you know, I'm just saying to her, when she comes back on that, she decides to come and give this a chance. And then after a week, she said, okay, cool. Go get her stuff. Everything's cool. I will. That day she moves in, she'll get her, I'll get her car, and she'll get her money. And it's not like I'm trying to buy her. I want you to understand that. And I'm trying to show her that's how committed I am to her. That's how much I care for her, and that's how much I love her. And I'm sorry I'm talking loud, because I'm passionate. And I know you feel this from me, and you and me have connected also straight away, because we're both honest and we both respect people. And I just want her to know everything that I've promised her is going to happen. So she's going to just now take that little, like, 10% of her heart and open up for me, and I'll make sure she gets everything she wants. And then she'll say, fuck, this is the best decision I've ever made. I don't know how I could have even taken so long to maybe do this. But I'm honest and I'm sincere, and I'm very serious about everything that I've just said and everything we've discussed in the past, Anton. I'm really, very, very sincere about it. Okay, please, brother, just let her know that. Okay, thank you. And I hope you get to speak to her on her own, because it's important. I'm not competing with him. He's not in my league, and he's not in her league. And I'm not, it's not even about that. And I mean, I will. And you must make her listen to this, because she, I mean, I'm sure you can't even afford her Botox and her fillers, and that's, those are the kind of things that you do for your woman, your lady, your wife. But the 50k is there for her, okay? And I was meant to put the 20 on top of Mitch's 20, but I don't, she must have, I need her in my business, son. I need her, what she's got, her potential, and her, the way she is, the sharpness of her, and the keenness, and her way of doing things. I want her with me every day, okay? Because I care about her, I love her. I do. I love her with all my heart, Anthony. I've missed her. I can't tell you, brother. I'm sorry I'm offloading on you again, and I hope you have a lacquer day.